In other words, Carnism teaches us to violate the golden rule without knowing or caring that we're doing so. What I took away from my research was not simply the discovery of Carnism, but of how, specifically, violent or oppressive ideologies are structured. I had deconstructed the Carnistic system, identifying and articulating the specific social and psychological defense mechanisms that kept it intact. In the process, I realized that these same mechanisms exist in all oppressive systems. In other words, the same psychological and social mechanisms that enable us to harm non-humans enable us to harm humans. My theory of Carnism became popularized through my book, Why We Love Dogs, Eat Pigs, and Wear Cows. My hope was that the book would not only invite non-vegans to reflect on their relationship with farmed animals, but also encourage all people, including vegans, to recognize how various oppressive systems influence the way they relate to others. To some extent, my hope was fulfilled. A number of people shared with me that they found the book applicable across issues and that they had become more conscientious about myriad forms of oppression. Compartmentalizing isms and relational dimensions. But humans have a remarkable